decades in history. Back-to-back gold cups, four in a row for Nettori, a Royal Ascot's centrepiece.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Oh, get your market going again because we're on the scoreboard. Mate. The Matildas have got one in the penalty shootout.
You'd be one of those blokes that you'd 3-1. Be saying, the steaks are cooked. Just give it a bit more, give it a bit more. Fair dinkum. They're gone.
Very, very, very well done. It was very well done to the Hawks Yard after the win of Cesar yesterday. A highly impressive win and a horse going places. Michael Hawks is a bloke going places as well. He's over in Los Angeles from all reports. Hello, Michael.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Is it Vegas or Los Angeles?
Yeah, Las Vegas at the moment.
Oh. Dare I ask, Michael, why on earth you're in Las Vegas?
What? Don't they say what happens if Vegas stays in Vegas?
That's true. Oh, by the way, mate, while we've got you, I know there's probably a sports book open there somewhere, but it is pandemonium for Norway because they've beaten Australia. They've scored four straight penalties, and as a result of that, the Matildas are out. The Matildas are out of the Football World Cup.
Yeah, that's a bit unfortunate, but anyway, they've come a long way in a short time. It's good.
They certainly have, as has a beautiful segue, as is this three-year-old colt that we saw yesterday that Aquas have bought into. Cesar, this was outstanding. I mean, missing the kick, Christian Reith didn't panic, and what about the Jets at the end?
Yeah, actually, I've got to give Christian credit. He actually rode it really good. He was a little bit tardy away, the horse. And look, they boot scoot and boogied up front, and Christian didn't panic and probably just got on the chewy a little bit at about the sort of 600, 500-metre mark. Even then, he probably could have whipped him to the outside, but he just elected to ride for luck. It was a small field, and obviously, you could probably see the gaps opening. And best part it was, I feel, he always had him on the bridle and was just able to come up through them. And he obviously excelled in the wet ground, but he's a Group 2 winner and he was going back to an open handicap and, you know, he really got the job done and he sprinted really, really good. So he's a really nice horse going forward.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of going forward, what are you thinking? I know it's early days. Let's presume that everything goes right. Where would someone like Cesar, what race would you look at?
Oh, look, he's probably somewhere, you know, maybe headed towards Melbourne in the early part of Melbourne Carnival. And,
yep.
You know, everyone might say he's in at the wrong time and this, that, the other, you know, this day and age. But have a look on Saturday. He's still in an open class race, even though he's a group winner. And he got in well with the weights. And, you know, they're still playing good prize money. And for us, honestly, it was more about learning about the horse. You know, obviously, Aquas acquired him and off Jamie Walter and off Proven Thoroughbreds. And he'd done a great job with him. And it was our first start for us. And we're still learning about him. He's a very relaxed customer at home, and he just puts it all together on race day. And obviously, we're trying to get that Alluvius Group 1 next to his name, which hopefully we can do. So, but look, races, there's nothing really being panned out at the moment. For us, it was more about just trying to get to see how the horse went on Saturday. And, you know, basically going forward now, it's sort of plot a path, but I dare say he'd be more towards the earlier races in Melbourne where he'll have a bit more fitness on his side. And maybe the others will be starting off.
I've got to ask you, mate, I know you're away, but before you left, how was Brutal going? And, I mean, could we possibly see Brutal in an Everest or one of these big races in the Sydney Spring?
Yeah, much with him. You know, Dad and I went out to the farm, actually, before I did go away and have a look at him, and he looks outstanding. He's back in work now, and he's really developed into a man. He was a boy, but you know, the world has done him, the spell has done him the world of good. He looks great. He's muscled up. Look, we haven't really talked about races yet. I know the Golden Eagle was there. It's worth $7.5 million in his own backyard as a four-year-old, and that's probably the target race. But where he starts and, you know, where everywhere in between at the moment, we haven't really talked about Everest or any of those sort of races. But what I can say is, you know, he's an adaptable horse. 1,200 metres, wouldn't put it past him at all. He's won at 1,200 as a two-year-old, but he's obviously got to come back and do it now against the older horses. But, look, he's definitely worth watching. He's actually an exciting horse. We're really looking forward to getting him back into the stable and going forward. But as I said, there's nothing being really plotted or planned yet. The Eagle is there, and what happens in between, we'll just work it out.
As I was saying to Dave earlier, one of the fascinating things about the Everest is the negotiations that take place. I don't know whether you heard the news, Michael, but Red Zell has been confirmed again for Yulong Investments. Any conversations that you've been having, little nibbles around Brutal?
Honestly, I've had none personally. Right. I'm not sure whether Wayne or my father has since I've been over here, but no one's been in contact with me. And I know Andrew Bensley asked me, I think it was a few weeks ago, about Brutal and whether we'd had any interest, and at that point was none either. So, look, end of the day, if he's going well enough and, you know, something did happen, well, we'll just play it by ear. But, you know, everyone knows what we're stable's about. We're just trying to get the horse right, the right races. And, you know, it's quite imperative that the races he runs in now to try and keep his value. We're looking after him or the best interest in him. So that's why we're yet to determine what we do and where we go with him.
Yeah, right, sure.
$26 in the Everest, but he is equal favourite for the Golden Eagle. Michael, you're in Vegas, red or black? Which is the go?
Both.
Oh, you don't just fill the table up.
You've got to have a dollar each way over here, I tell you.
Yeah, can I ask, where exactly are you? Like, where are you staying, Michael?
I tell you what, honestly, I've just got here this morning with my wife. We're having a lovely holiday. The outlet stores at the moment doing a little bit of shopping.
Right.
And I think we'll probably stand up staying at Wynn.
That's very strategic, because when we texted you, you said you're in America. And we said, oh, look, okay, we won't bother you then. We won't get you on the show. He said, no, happy to come on. So makes sense now. She's doing the shopping and you're thinking, this is a beautiful way to get out of this. I love it.
Are you sitting in a pool?
Mate, I'm not sitting in the pool at the moment, but let me tell you, in a couple of hours, I will be.
Outstanding.
Very good. Well-deserved holiday. Good on you, Michael. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks, boys. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Michael Hawks, part of Team Hawks, trainers of Caesar. And interesting to hear the comments around Brutal. And as you said, $26 in that market, but equal favourite
in the Golden Eagle.
So equal favourite with Katie Aquin at $4.50. Mm. Very interesting indeed.